Couple of updates regarding survey and follow-up information with the Division of Quality Assurance. So the last time for the committee meeting, I reported in that we had our DHS 36, our CCS survey that occurred, and that we are expecting to potentially receive a statement of deficiency. Want to update to this committee that we did receive two statements of deficiency on September 13th. One was in regards to the documentation of supervision for mental health specialists. The other was regarding facilitation of service planning, and that means the completion of recovery plans for CCS members. The CCS team worked together and created a plan of correction that was submitted to the state DQA on October 13th and was accepted by DQA. So, we consider that a completion. The DQA may come in at a later date to make sure that everything is moving forward with the plan of correction, but most likely they will probably just check in on that status when they complete our next survey next year, even when it is a desk review. So that follow-up regarding our DHS 36 certification is considered complete. The next update is in regards to our survey that occurred on October 12th and 13th. That survey is for our DHS 34 for adults. The hospital, which is a part also on our 16, our it's a 1632 is our certification number for that service area. And then a separate certification for the youth 34. So again, that survey occurred October 12th and 13th. We were informed that we will most likely receive statement of deficiency for one for adult and one to two for youth. We have not yet received that yet back from our surveyor, but they did do an exit interview with us. We know that there's some issues regarding full completion of crisis plans. In particular, there was missing data. For example, in 34, you have to list the physician name, address, and phone number, and we were missing some addresses and phone numbers. The other area of concern with the youth was length of service being open and consents completion. So we're expecting to receive that word at any time now from DQA. When that comes through, we'll work on a plan of correction that'll be submitted. Our teams are having those discussions right now, so we should be able to have that information rather quickly. And I will just update that at our last committee meeting, we did inform that we had received a statement of deficiency for our DHS 34U certification. This was follow-up regarding a complaint that had been submitted that there was a violation of patient rights regarding videoing of a child. Heidi had described that through. Just want to let you know that was submitted. The plan of correction was received and submitted to DQA on September 27th and accepted by DQA. So at this time, we consider that to be a completion. They did do follow-up when the surveyor was on site October 12th and 13th. She did ask some questions and look at some follow-up information regarding that. And Heidi will pop on and add any other details that I may have missed from that.
Darian, I know that this is the next agenda item. Did you need to present the agenda item for me to kind of kick off my spiel?
Yes, thank you. All right.